Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Stuart Thompson. Welcome to Personal Transformation. It is, well, I can't believe it is June already. It is June the 1st, and welcome to our show tonight. And tonight I'm going to be talking about, I'm going to be talking about a conference that's going to be coming up tomorrow, our annual conference. We have quite a list of our key speakers, including yours truly. And also, I will really want to do tonight, I want to take some time and send some gratitude and thanks and props out to the people in Twitter world and actually Facebook as well, although I primarily follow just on Twitter. But nonetheless, I want to talk about the support that's on Twitter, for example. I've often talked about making connection and looking for support where you don't have support. Well, I'm going to be talking about a bunch of people here tonight that on Twitter that I follow, and they follow me back as well. And it's only fair that I talk about these people. These people are actually fantastic people. They go out of their way to help people all the time, and enough is not said about them. So I'm going to be talking about the followers that I follow on Twitter and ones that follow me as well, and all related to childhood sexual abuse, domestic violence, suicide, bipolar. All these things are so very important. Where as a community on Twitter, we stick together and we support one another. And and if you're a survivor or a non-survivor, there's support there for you as well. So that's kind of what I'm going to be talking about. And it's about connection and about talking to people. And even if you don't say your name, it's not a big deal. It's just a matter of being able to go online and finding these people to actually help you. And it doesn't cost you a dime for one thing, but at least you have the support. And that's kind of what I'm at, where I'm getting at here, is about having the support where you would elsewhere, you would not have it at all. So at least it's good to know that when you go on social media, it's just not BS. You can go on there and you can actually find people that actually do care and want to help you. And provided also, you got to help yourself as well. It's not just a one-way street here. It's a two-way street. So you need to keep that in mind as well. So folks, that tonight is going to be what I'm going to be talking about. So I'm going to get a couple of things out of the way here before I start. First off, while I'm not a therapist or a psychologist or anything of the sort, I am just here offering my own affirmations and my experiences on a peer level only. So please keep that in mind. I will never tell you what you should or shouldn't do or you could do or anything of the sort. That is not my job. Even as a facilitator here at the Gatehouse, that is not my job. I'm only here to take you through the programs as we've got laid out here. And it's your choice whether you do the work or not. It's never for myself or anybody else here at the Gatehouse to tell you what you should or what you shouldn't do. So within saying that, let's start off with something that's really, really, well, let's start off, talk about affirmations. Well, here's a daily affirmation for you. Well, which you could say to yourself, which I can't say that I say this to myself every day, but I probably say some of these things that are on this list I'm going to say. So here's some daily affirmations to start your evening off. Well, I am brave. One thing you consider saying to yourself or even to myself, I can become anything I want to be. I am unique. I can do it. I love myself. I am caring. I am thankful. I am courageous. I'm gentle with myself and others. I am whole. I accept myself. Well, if you would like to see more affirmations, which you can say to yourself or to others, then you can go to our Gatehouse website at www.thegatehouse.org. And also, I should also mention, too, the Gatehouse is located here at 3101 Lakeshore Boulevard West in Toronto, Ontario, Canada. And and back to where I said where I wasn't either a therapist or a psychologist or anything like that. But if you are triggered in any way, which hopefully you will not be tonight, because tonight I'm not really going to be talking about any heavy-duty topics, but if you are in any way triggered, you can call RAIN, which I've got posted up in the Blog Talk Radio, at in Canada or the U.S., at 1-800-656-4674. And if you're in the GTA, the Greater Toronto Area, you can call 416-408-4357. Or if you can call in the 905 area, you can call 905-278-9036. And We have a 1-800 number at 1-800-742-1890, which you can call anywhere across Canada, and there'll be somebody there to talk to. So you're not alone. So if you're feeling triggered in any way and you need to speak with somebody, those numbers I gave you, you can call and talk to somebody. They're more than happy to talk with you and to help you with whatever you might be struggling with at that time. But my plan tonight is not to talk about anything that's really triggering. My talk tonight will be about support on Twitter, as I've stated, and also about our conference, which is going to be happening tomorrow. And we've got quite a host of guests, which I'm going to go through. I'm going to read your bios out to you as well, just so you get an idea. We do have a full house, which is around 130 to 140 people. So we do have a very full day ahead of us. And that also will include workshops for after the conference. And basically, yes. So what we call it open spaces. So basically after the conference is done tomorrow, which will be around probably around between 2 and 3 p.m., we will be having these contexts for open spaces, which will have a bunch of different topics to talk about. So, folks, I'm going to get started on this now. And so I'm really, like I said, really, really excited about this. This will be my seventh annual Transforming Trauma into Triumph Conference. We have quite a list of guests that are going to be here. So, let me see. Okay, now to start off with, our very first speaker will be big list here in front of me. Okay. 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 So our very first guest will be our keynote speaker, will be Inspector Pauline Gray. She's with the Toronto Police Services. Oh yeah, and before I go any further, too, I should our sponsors for this event that we're having tomorrow are, of course, Toronto Police Services Board, Humber College, which we're going to be hosting it at, and also we have. When I talk about Humber College, I'm talking about Humber College and School of Social and Community Services, and we also have a sponsor from the Government of Canada, Empowering Resilience, Victims and Survivors Crime Week, and they will be supporting us as well through this day tomorrow. So, back to where I was trying to get started to begin with. Okay, so our first keynote speaker will be Inspector Pauline Gray of Toronto Police Services. Inspector Pauline Gray has been a member of the Toronto Police Service since 1988. Inspector Gray's policing career has been predominantly spent within the field of criminal investigation, including gambling squad, the major drug squad, heroin section, domestic violence response. Inspector Gray has recently left the Toronto Homicide Squad, having spent 12 years as both lead investigator and major case manager, after spending a year as a divisional inspector, is currently assigned to the unit commander of the Sex Crimes Unit. Inspector Gray is a regular speaker at the Toronto Police College and Canadian Police Colleges, focusing on such topics as death and homicide investigation, memo book writing, surviving cross-examination, and fair impartial policing. She is also a guest lecturer at CICS, the University of Toronto, the University of Ontario, and Humber College. Inspector Gray continues to manage major cases as a Canadian Certified Team Commander. Inspector Gray was the recipient of the 2010 Mike Matthews Award and the 2014 Ontario Woman in Law Enforcement Officer of the Year. So looking forward to hearing Inspector Pauline Gray speak tomorrow. Now, this is going to get really interesting here. Our next keynote speaker will be David Butt. He is a lawyer. David Butt is a trial appellate lawyer and former prosecutor. He represents all major stakeholders in crime justice systems, victims of crime, accused persons, and police officers. His practices span in fields of criminal law, professional regulation, administrative law, privacy, and human rights. David is a Queen's Law grad, finishing at the top of his class. In all 3 years, he won the Viscount Bennett Scholarship, awarded to him just one student each year in a nationwide competition. He earned a graduate law degree from Harvard University. While at Harvard, he also served as a teaching fellow in the Department of Philosophy and the Department of Government. David clerked at both the Court of Appeal for Ontario and the Supreme Court of Canada, the first Canadian ever to hold two such clerkships. He was called to the bar in Ontario in 1989. David has led counsel in more than two dozen cases of the Supreme Court, hundreds of cases in their appellate courts, and countless trials. He has both prosecuted and defended extensively more than 70 of David's, more than 70 David cases have been published by independent law reports. He has been the counselor to three major judicial inquiries in addressing criminal justice reforms and municipal governance. Outside his law practice, David is committed to helping victims of child abuse. He has also served on the board of the ECPAT, or the world's largest no-go fighting commercial sexual exploitation of children, and has spoken and consulted on the topic in every region in the world. David teaches and speaks to many different audiences from Victoria to St. John's on a variety of law-related topics. He is also much sought-after expert for media commentary on criminal justice issues, appearing frequently on television and radio across Canada. David's writing on justice issues appears on the Globe and Mail, and he conducts writing workshops across the country for a variety of professionals. And I'm actually really looking forward to that. And what's not listed on here as well on this bio from Mr. David Butt is that he was also part of the Gomeshi trial as one of the defendants trying to do the prosecution against Gomeshi. And very interesting to hear what he has to say about that tomorrow as well. And which I'll probably elaborate a little bit more on next week when I do the show, once we hear him speak. Our next keynote speaker will be Sally Ludwig. Sally Ludwig lives in Guelph and is in Washington, Grand River, and traditional territory of Algonquin and Anishinaabe people as a relationship therapist, community organizer, and group facilitator. I'm a trainer of transit movement, therapy instruction, and facilitator and facilitate of the work that reconnects, with a particular interest in effective collaboration, ecological, and social justice, and the inner dimensions of personal community resilience and empowerment. She loves music, singing, art making, and sound, and improvising. She also finds connecting deeply with nature to be a long life source of personal meaning and resilience. So that was our next keynote speaker. And let me just go here to see what's going on here. Okay. Now, our next speaker will be, hold on, just put this here so I can see what's going on. Okay. Now, our next key speaker will be Abby Lewis, the strategic director and co-founder of LEAP. Abby Lewis is the son of Stephen Lewis. He used to be the premier of Ontario, just FYI for people out there who don't know. If you Google his name, you will figure that out, but that's who Abby Lewis is. He is the strategic director and co-founder of the LEAP organization launched in 2017. To append our collective response to crisis in climate equality and racism. He has also directed the feature documentaries, This Changes Everything in 2015, and The Take in 2004. His roles as television journalist and host, local newspaper reports, reporter, music journalist, debate show host, public speaker, and activist, he has created space to bring more radical voices and ideas to the mainstream for over 25 years. So it'll be interesting to hear what he has to say about climate change and equality and racism. He's quite a diverse gentleman in regards to what he's done over the years. So it'll be quite interesting to hear what he has to say tomorrow as well. Our next key speaker will be Cola Bennett. Cola Bennett is a proud mother and inspirational artist from Toronto who developed a love for writing, poetry, and the arts while completing her BAF in classical piano from York University. Her talent for creative writing was discovered through Literature for Life program, who published poems by Cola as part of their 2011 Women's Anthology. Cola is a graduate of the theater group AMI, or AMI Project, Artists Mentoring Youth. While her contributions include spoken word as well as acting, the spring creation of Checkout 2011 and Derailed featured in the summer works in 2013, Cola has staged a reading of her play entitled Played as part of the Tarragon Theatre, or YPU, Young Player Rights Unit program. Since passing of her son, Krishan, of August in 2014, she has joined the Forgiveness Project, which creates tools or safe places for mental health and conversations. Since she joined the team, she has performed at FU Triggers Photo Project Exhibit 2015, has contributed to the Manhood audiobook, and continues to speak in various events throughout the city of Toronto. Through her work on motherhood and grief, she was invited to speak at the 2015 Feminist Art Conference. Cola continues to stay inspired while working towards completion of her first autobiography and LP entitled Cola's Story, or C-O-L-A apostrophes S story. She's consistently looking for opportunities to blend her love of classical piano and spoken word to inspire healing and restoration for others. And now, I mentioned in this bio that's here about Cola, about the FU project. Well, another one of our guests, Tara Muldoon, she's part of the FU project as well, which she'll be talking as well, which I'm going to come to, and I'll be reading her bio as well. Now, speaking of Tara, well, here I'm going to read her bio right here, right now. Well, she was on the show a couple weeks ago. I would encourage you to go back and listen. Granted, we did not get the full time that we wanted, but I have invited her to come back. And luckily for me, an honor that she's invited me to go speak with her at some point throughout the summer at one of the FU Project meets, which I am really looking forward to. So Tara Muldoon is a businesswoman who knows her worth. Taking a steadfast approach to expanding her brand, she realized at an early age that there is no better time to act on her dreams than right now. Tara is the founder of the FU Project, which, like I've said, I've interviewed her, an organization which has completed 25 workshops and hosted over 2,200 attendees in the last 2 years. To date, topics discussed have included STDs, abortion, gun violence, realization, bullying, abuse, heartbreak, and betrayal. Her biggest inspiration, the knowledge and experience which she has received by working in the environment, entertainment industry, her trials and triumphs keep her focused and motivated on empowering others to lend a hand along the way. So another very lovely lady that's going to be at our conference tomorrow. And as I've said, if you choose to go, come go on to my website, rather onto the Blog Talk Radio, and you can hear my interview with Tara. Granted, like I say, we did not weren't able to do the whole time. What I mean by that is my full 2 hours, which I have, which I, like I said, I'm going to get her to come back. But anyway, she's going to be at our conference tomorrow, and she'll be talking about the FU project and about the things that she's doing. And again, I'm looking forward to what she has to say and speak about tomorrow. Now, I'm really looking forward to this as well. Our next key speaker will be Leonard Benoit. He's a two-spirited people of the First Nations. Leonard, also, if I may point out, is also a facilitator here at the Gatehouse. And he is also, he resides from Newfoundland. And when you talk to him, you definitely know he's a Newfoundlander. There's no doubt about that. He is from the, now forgive me if I pronounce this wrong, and I know he'll correct me on this tomorrow if I do pronounce it incorrectly. Kualapai, Kualapi, Mia Kameg tribe, and if I'm not mistaken, First Nations tribe in Newfoundland, if I pronounce that correctly, and again, I apologize if I have. He grew up with a family of 8 brothers and 3 sisters in a small outport community in Newfoundland. His first career was in the business sector. However, he rapidly switched to service provider. He has a Valor Ontario nursing license and has been practicing for the last 17 years. He has also worked as an acute care, community care, corrections. Leonard also has done volunteer nursing in the Dominican Republic. During his nursing career, he has won many awards, such as being nominated for the Nightingale Nursing Award of Excellence. He volunteers as a nurse at the Toronto People with the AIDS Foundation. He runs a blood pressure clinic and food bank as well. He recently completed a community services worker program, which he has married to his nursing. This allows him to hold the position of client care coordinator at Two-Spirited People of the First Nations, to which he provides a variety of supports to the Indigenous community members that are HIV plus positive. Leonard is a peer facilitator at the Gatehouse, as I pointed out, which offers peer support groups for survivors of childhood sexual abuse. He also is a facilitator of the Ontario AIDS Network. Leonard is a trained facilitator with the Toronto Writers Collective, a group that helps marginalized communities find their voice and write their story. He enjoys spending his spare time with his family and adult son. If you see him wandering somewhere, he is probably lost because he has no sense of direction. It's funny coming from Leonard. And I love Leonard, by the way. He is just absolutely wonderful man. And actually, now that I know that what he's doing, and I have known him for a while, I'm probably going to get him into an interview with Leonard as well, especially for what he's doing for the First Nations people. So very important for what he's doing and abroad. And our next keynote speaker is James Buffin from Virtuous Pictures. Now, I've had James on here a couple times before, and let me read his bio, and then you can go, we'll go from there. In my experience, recovery from childhood sexual abuse, these are words from James, by the way, is an inner outer journey of re-relating to self and the world. My journey began in 2011 and was triggered by an arrest of my son's teacher on my child pornography charges. The greatest thing that I've ever learned is that the stress and anxiety that I've lived for over 30 years was a predictable symptom of crime committed against my most vulnerable child self. I still have challenges, but now I have this information. I have emancipated the voice and storytelling at the heart of heart of community, and that is why my skills as a filmmaker, instructor to empower, marginalize the oppressed and radicalize people in using technology to tell their stories. to keep things real. I'm also sharing my own story in a documentary film, Picking Trauma's Pocket, which you can go online and by the way, and you can Google this. And lucky for me, like I've seen it. It's fantastic. You got to check it out. But go online, and actually, if you Google Virtuous Pictures, or if you Google Picking Trauma's Pocket, and you will find this. To date, I have filmed empowered survivors in Canada, the U.S., Guyana, Bolivia, Taiwan, Guyane. My goal is to highlight the scale and impact of childhood sexual abuse. The prevalence of it is in the local communities everywhere on the planet. The final two steps of this journey will take me to Australia and the UK this year. I really wish you the best, and I can't wait to hear your stories, both from Australia and the UK. Obviously, Australia being a Commonwealth like Canada, it'll be interesting to see who you talk to and what kind of film documentary you do in regards to childhood sexual abuse. So I'm really looking forward to seeing what you do for that. James. And another great speaker, another keynote speaker, which we have coming on. Again, I've interviewed this gentleman as well. It was actually not too long ago. Rob Hawkins, he's an MA, MES, MBA, counselor psychotherapist. Now, Rob, I had him on the radio show probably about a month and a half ago. And Rob has also, I know when he was doing, before he became a psychotherapist, I know he did his time here at the Gatehouse. This would have been like 15, 16, 17 years ago. And now he is a counselor and psychotherapist. Rob Hawkins is a Toronto-based counselor, psychotherapist, and consultant in a private practice. His specialties are addictions and adult resolution of childhood trauma, with subspecialties in sexual addiction, male survivors of childhood sexual abuse. Rob has designed, led, and supervised agency-sponsored group treatment programs for adult male sexual abuse survivors, and has been a clinical consultant for projects related to treatment of male sexual abuse survivors. While with Bellwood Health Services, one of Canada's leading addiction treatment hospitals, between 2000 and 2005, Rob helped develop Canada's first residential treatment programs for sexual addiction and for the military veterans with concurrent substance dependency and combat related to PTSD. From 2009 to 2016, he was a volunteer member, therapist facilitator, team for male survivors, weekends recovery. And if you're not familiar with that, that's through malesurvivor.org, just to throw that in there as well. Team of male survivors, weekends of recovery. So malesurvivor.org, you can find that out. And that is for Canada and the U.S. For over 20 years, Rob has studied psychodrama and symmetry, and he has also incorporates these safe and powerful model analyses in both training and workshops and his therapeutic work with groups and individuals. And okay. So our next keynote speaker, which again, I'm honored to say, and it's kind of coincidental that I have all these people on here tonight as well. And by the way, it worked out in the last couple of years. These people have been in one time or another. I had Helen Giuliani in here just not about a month or so ago. Now, Helen Giuliani has more than 18 years experience existing in chemically dependent people seeking recovery. She has been employed in addictions and mental health sector since 2003, providing a service to addictions and mental health sector since 2003, providing services to Jane Tweet Center for Women, Lakeshore Arena Multi-Project Services, or LAMP, lovely place LAMP, St. Vincent de Paul Society, and Intervention Toronto. After many years, after many years observing and devastating the impact of the addiction and mental health issues have both on both The addict and the families connected to them, Helen was inspired to change lives as a professional in the field. She obtained a human service counselor diploma as well as certification as a life skills coach, and continues to pursue ongoing addiction and mental health professional development in order to provide better service through resources to be afflicted. Practicing from the basis that all addicts have the capacity to recover, Helen provides hope, compassion, and real answers to clients. Whether during one-on-one or counseling, family work, or in their intervention, she performs as part of the intervention TO team. One of her wishes is that every addict and every family affected by addiction is to know that no matter what the circumstances, recovery is possible. A new, infinitely better life is waiting for those who are willing to ask for help to do the work. Now, our next keynote speakers are Jane Caroline Smith. I'm really happy about these two coming on to talk about this because I'm kind of part of this in my own little way as well. Jane and Caroline are a married couple, facilitate the Gatehouse survivor of childhood. I'm talking about Jane now. It's a Gatehouse survivor of childhood sexual abuse and a structural designer who relies on strong foundations to hold up the buildings that he designs. My own foundation was damaged by being sexually abused as a child. This has been put back together through support of my incredible wife, the Gatehouse, and the people who give there and there at their time. Dedication to helping survivors. He is honored to be the member of the place that rebuilds hope and holds for people where they can find it. Carolyn Smith, his wife, came to the Gatehouse along with her sweetheart, Jay, together. They support the Partners Program, and Caroline is also co-leader of the Drop-In Monthly Partners Program. Caroline and Jay have been enjoying the adventure of marriage since 1992, give thanks to two terrific young children. Caroline is also a trained childbirth doula, and her regular life, she ministers with the congregation of the United Church of Canada in Mississauga. Well, and after them, well, I'm the next person that's going to be up speaking as well. And I am, those of you who don't know who I am, well, I'm Stuart Thompson. I'm a Gatehouse facilitator here. Well, here, I'll just read my bio that's right here. So I might as well do it right off. Yeah, Stuart Thompson, the Gatehouse facilitator, assists T4T personal transformation. So I've done all that. I also have the radio show, which you hear me talking about now. What else can I say that you don't already know? I've been here since 2014. And I started this radio show 3 years ago. And I'm still here. And I do lots of other things at the Gatehouse. Anyway, I'm part of the Gatehouse. I'm going to talk about lots more. But what I'm going to be talking about tomorrow is connection. And I'm going to be talking about, like, for example, the connections I made by doing through this radio show. I'm not just talking connections like my next door neighbor. I'm talking about internationally. I'm talking about in the USA, in the UK, over in Africa, South America. I've made connections all over the world from doing this radio show. So I'm going to be talking about that tomorrow. And I'm also going to be talking about connection that's available there for you on the World Wide Web if you choose to go there and seek it out. It doesn't cost you any money. You can get support where you may not have support, which is better than nothing. At least it's nice you can go online and you can talk to people and that actually know what you've gone through or been through it themselves and understand. And it's nice having people that understand that can relate to what you've been through. But anyway, I'm going to be talking about connection, and I'm going to be talking about the World Wide Web. We're talking about the radio show that I'm doing and how I've made connection. I'm not really going to focus on, I'm a survivor of childhood sexual abuse. I'm really not going to talk a whole lot about that, but I can talk about how that has led me to do what I'm doing here now, and which I think is very important. And again, it's transforming. I'm I'm transforming my trauma into something better than what I was. So to me, that's all good thing, all good stuff. Now, our next keynote speaker, Amita Mansouray Richardson, is a hope-filled activist, an expert architect, and facilitator of transformational process. In communities seeking to overcome injustices and poverty. A fervent advocate of the sanctity city of everyone's personal resources are to live in the peace with self and neighbor, and a platform for safe places for neutral, marginalized, and stolen voices. She finds her purpose in serving initiatives that usher in peace and power wholeness of living. Something of a Renaissance woman, Amita is an accomplished academic, a volunteer, advanced medical first aid response team member, a divinity student, a pilot in training, a proud wife and mother of four sons, incredible, incredible woman. Amita funnels her various skills and experience into her service as a founder and leader of the Voices of Inspired Children Engaging Society of Global Collective. As a rights-based youth empowerment organization, the Voices Global Collective is an organization striving for the world where collective synergistic relationships exist between young people and adults to create a thriving communities. Voices facilitators, transformational conversations, pioneers community-based research, and hosts hands-on development workshops that lead to an active social change to date. The organization has housed initiatives that have changed the lives of over 500 participants in three continents. With a BSc from McGill University and a Master's in Public Health from Lakehead University and a postgraduate certificate from in Community Development at Cody Institute, Amita is considered by a vision of a world where all people are valued participants in peacemaking and igniters of community and transformational process. She is humbled to take note of the impact of her work in many spaces and communities. Some of her favorite professional highlights of her guest lectures at Humber College as her service as advisor for the UN World Youth Report, and her nomination as a servant in chief in urban poor community of Nana in Guyana. Amita believes that the challenges and triumphs in her personal life to be the catalyst for her professional goals. Raised in West Africa at the time of political unrest, her own experience of trauma and healing, the journey between is the chief cornerstone of her social innovation pursuits. In her present reality of mother of four sons, she is pushed to explore that she is truly means the value of the inclusion of all voices, protecting the sanctity of peace and strengthening resilience. She credits her deep connection to protecting credits her deep connection to the divine, her supportive community, her marriage, and much valued failures for the lessons and successes of her professional journey. Amita Mansouray Richardson is also co-founded and analyst of the African-based Link think tank, the Sangala Institute, a director for the advocacy organization, or C4C, a board member Flight for Freedom, an anti-trafficking agency, and a facilitator of trauma-based organization, as well as the Gatehouse, as I've mentioned as well, an avid reader, amateur poet, a lover of many ways a sky shows up each day. Amita references her favorite quote from her favorite book as her personal and professional compass. And now these three remain: faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love. So again, looking forward to hearing you speak again tomorrow as well, Amita. Now, our last keynote speaker open process speaker. I can't even pronounce it. Again, forgive me if I pronounce this incorrectly. And I don't know. I'll hear about it tomorrow if I have. Syngenta Progenic, if I pronounce that correctly. I think it's European, but I could be wrong. But anyway, I'm sure I pronounced it incorrectly. Is a wellness professional, educator, social change worker with over 17 years experience working with diverse individuals and communities across Canada, Europe, and South America in building professional, collective, and well-being for change. A firm believer of that health and peace and well-being is a holistic delivering workshop which encourage a collective experience of self-care and creation of health. As a Shiatsu therapist and educator, Sujana anchors her own practice in exploration of body embodied trauma care and is currently finishing her studies in community justice and will be able to further integrate her trauma-based healing work into restorative justice. So those folks are our guests. Let me see what else I can tell you about what's going on, which you might find interesting. And I'm sure this will be filmed anyway. Let me see what else I can hear that I can tell you that's pertinent to what's going on. If you're not missing anything here. Okay. Let me see here. Okay. Well, here's a theme statement which I think I'm going to read out to you because I think it's pretty interesting over the same. And it's called Silent Spring Collective Voice, or Silent Spring. It's an environmental science book by Rachel Carson. This book was published on 23rd September 1962 and is a documented and dimensional effects you know what? That's not what I thought it was. So I'm going to stop here and leave it at that. Okay, so folks, I jumped the gun there a little bit, and I'm going to leave it at that. So as far as our guests are concerned for tomorrow, we have quite a lineup of speakers. It's going to be a very, very full day with lots of interesting things. We'll be talking about childhood sexual abuse. We'll be talking about narcissism. We'll be talking about child trafficking. We have some people coming in that I've stated that we'll be talking about trafficking your children and sex trafficking. I'm talking about, to be more precise. So we will be covering many, many different fields with that. And like I say, we've got a lawyer coming in, and then we have a couple lawyers coming in. Psychotherapists coming in, we got activists coming in. We have a lot of good people coming in to talk about what they're going to talk about tomorrow, and it should be very, very interesting. So, folks, with all that, I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to read to you about the four steps of mindfulness, which we practice here at the Gatehouse, just to change it up a little bit, and then I want to dive into my Twitter friends, which is very, very important, and I talk about another form of support out there for you, especially if you have none and wherever you may be located and you do have access to the internet, then I think this is great, because when there is nothing, this is something. Okay, well, let's talk about four steps of mindfulness, and this is not going to take me long. Okay, mindful awareness, the daily process of paying attention to your experiences. What are you thinking? What are you feeling? What are you doing? The second step, insight observation, stepping back and observing what is happening in the moment. This allows you to understand yourself and your experiences. Number three in the four steps, focus attention. Focus your attention on more positive behavior or activity that moves away from negative thoughts and behaviors. Go for a walk, call a friend, write a poem, paint, color, meditate. Or any other activities such as running, just something to keep your mind busy, to take your mind off that that negative thought that you might be in. And finally, number four, intentional action. Create and implement actions to build steps 1, 2, and 3. So, folks, and if you can't remember that, well, we have it posted right on our website. If you go to www.thegatehouse.org, and you will find these four steps of mindfulness, as well as the daily affirmations that I've mentioned, which I gave you a whole bunch of them, which you could say to yourself in the beginning of the show here tonight. And anyway, if you go to our Gatehouse website, you will find that. And again, if you're unsure where we're located, the Gatehouse is located in Toronto, Ontario, Canada, 3101 Lakeshore Boulevard West in Toronto. And we're located, obviously, well, Old Tobacco, as I always say as well. And if you're in the GTA area, we can be called at 416-255-5900. And you can speak with any one of our staff or volunteers, and they'd be more than happy to help you, whether it's to book an appointment or to seek out our programs, in which we have many of them in place here for you as well. And another little tidbit to send you off for your day for tomorrow. The attitude of gratitude: begin every day with gratitude for what you are grateful for. Well, you know, that's one way of waking up in the morning and thinking about why you're happy to be alive, why you're happy to be here. Giving gratitude is a wonderful thing to do. I mean, it has been for me. But giving gratitude is a good thing to do. I don't often do it enough for myself, but do it for others. Sometimes giving gratitude towards yourself is really a good thing to do. It's humbling, and it can do many things to you depending on what you're feeling or how you could be. But I mean, anyway, attitude of gratitude. Begin every day with gratitude for what you are grateful for. You know, like being alive, being able to see the sun come up. You know, if you have kids, if you have a special person in your life, lots of reasons to give gratitude. You know, it's not all bad. Not all bad. Okay. Now, which I've been kind of, I have been kind of excited about this. I'm really looking forward to talking about this. Twitter. Now, I talk about support. I mean, this is just one fashion I'm going to talk about. I know that you can get on Facebook, for example, and you can get on groups that are private and that are safe. It's like even here on Twitter, for example, the Twitter groups that I get involved in for chats, same thing. They're moderated. They're structured. They have a topic, and there's always somebody watching. That if some cowboy gets on there and starts shooting his trap off about things he doesn't know what he's talking about, or he's trying to shame somebody or something like that, then there's enough of us on there. Even myself, I'm on there. I'm doing it. I'll get on there and we'll block these people. But anyway, it's moderated, very well moderated. Not just with the people that are doing it, but there's people that are following and paying attention and watching what other people are texting or rather tweeting in this case, and saying, so that if anybody gets on there that's bad or that could potentially create an unsafe space for people that are just trying to talk or find their voice, they'll be shut down very, very easily. In the many years that I've been doing this, I think I've only ever seen this a couple times where someone's actually got on a chat and has created some kind of problem where the moderator would have to block them, and anybody else that just happens to see that, where they could just block them, and where they were taken right out of the equation totally. So, as far as childhood sexual abuse is concerned, well, there's many different things that are out there as well that you can make connection to, and first off, right off the top of my head, I think of some that I kind of partaked in, I got on the sites through Twitter, and I partook in these chats, And one of these chats, one of the very first chats that I had that I ever partake in was probably would have been 3 years ago. And actually, this is when it started. And it was by Rachel Thompson and by Bobby. I'm just trying to think of what Bobby's last name is right off the top of my head, but which I'll find right off because I don't want to disrespect her. And I believe it's Bobby. Let me just find it here. Yeah, Bobby Parrish. Forgive me. It's right at the tip of my tongue. So originally, sexual abuse chat started 3 years ago, and it was started by Bobby Parrish and Rachel Thompson, as I've stated. Now, to this day, it is still going on. It's on every Tuesday. I know it's on 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And I know that... let me just put this. Actually, I'm going to type this in here. Okay, I can put it all in here. Sexual abuse chat. Tuesday, 9 p.m. See, I'm running into troubles. I'm running out of room here. Eastern Standard Time. That's one right off the hop. Actually, don't even let me do that because I can only type so many. I can only have so many characters. Oh shoot! Okay, no wonder. Oh, there we go. I didn't have a social network picked out. Okay, Tuesdays at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Okay, let me just move that over. Okay, let me see if I can do this. Okay. I just put it out there on Blog Talk. Sex Abuse Chat on Tuesdays at 9 p.m. And it's hosted by Rachel Thompson and Bobby Parrish. And they started this 3 years ago, and it's still on. So every Tuesday, if you want support, you're a survivor of childhood sexual abuse, then you can get support. And it's a very, very, it's a good, safe place to go. And like I say, these guys were the original ones to do this. And should not, nothing can be taken away. These ladies are fantastic. Rachel Thompson is a book author. I know she's written a few books. And one of the books that stands foremost right off the hop is Broken Pieces. And it's a poetry that she's written. I don't have the book, but I've read inserts of the book, little bits and pieces that's been out there. It's wonderful. And if you go onto Twitter, and you can find either Bobby Parrish or Rachel Thompson, you will see that they have connections, and they do also host private groups so that you could go on, like on Facebook, for example, and you can go on there, and there are control groups, and they have structured topics and all that kind of stuff where you can go on there, and it's a safe place that you can go and talk, and you can get support, and it doesn't cost you a dime. The only thing that costs you is your time and your commitment to want to heal and to find your voice. And it's a beautiful place to go on there. And, they're not going to shame you or anything. If anything, they're going to support you all the way, as I've seen them do for many, many others, thousands of other people. Now, another person I need to mention too, which is very, very important as well, I want to also mention the No More Shame Project. Which was started originally by Bobby Parrish and Athena Moberg, and now Athena that's doing that, and it's No More Shame, which I'm gonna post here now. No More Shame. And again, it's on Mondays at Mondays at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And again, Athena and Bobby, they originally started doing this. You can go on YouTube, for example, and you could watch them live, and they have Q&As on there as well. So you can, if you have any questions or You know, they'll be more than happy to tell you. And more, all one thing I didn't mention too about Bobbi Parish, she is a trained therapist, and none of that, but she's got many years of doing this. I believe she's got like 20 some odd years of doing therapy, so she really knows her stuff when as far as this is concerned. And being a survivor themselves, let me point out too that the people, the ladies that I've mentioned so far. Both Rachel, Bobby, and Athena, they are survivors themselves. So they know firsthand what it's like to go through all this stuff, like I do, you know? And it's kind of nice hearing it also, too, from a woman's perspective as well. Being a survivor of childhood sexual abuse and being abused on both sides, I often need to talk to both sides in order to understand things because I just don't. And I'm not going to get into a long conversation about that now, but nevertheless, it's important to hear from both sides. You know, you may have trust issues on both sides, but as far as that's concerned, well, you know what, even for myself, I had to do it, whether it was triggering for me or not, I had to do it because I needed to get through this. And those ladies were fantastic. I don't for the times that I was able to get on and talk to them. And there's many others out there too. Like if you were to get on the show, that they have, and or the chat, I should say that they have, and you'll see that they have quite a few followers, and they have both genders there, both men and women on there, both as well. I think predominantly women because most men, a lot of women will not even talk about what I'm talking about. So due to old beliefs, old stigmas. Which is bullshit as far as I'm concerned. Forgive my language, but that's really what it is. Like I was saying, again, those are more resources that you can go and get support. Now, I know that Rachel Thompson does a few other things as well. I know she does a chat on Sunday, and forgive me, I don't have that right now with me, but at some point... I'll probably be talking about this again, and which I'll talk about it. Again, these support services that I'm talking about, just on Twitter alone, and I know that these people that I mentioned, that you can go to them and you can ask and get and be part of their private groups they have on Facebook, where it's only certain people that are on there, and it's monitored, and there's nobody on there that's going to shame you or make it an unsafe place for you to go there and to talk about what you want to talk about. So that's really, really a good thing. And that's really amazing considering it's social media, because in social media, anything can happen. Anything from, you know, assholes coming out of nowhere to ruin your day, to making you feel like a really piece of, make you feel like a real piece of crap. But you know what? There's some good people out there as well. It's not all bad, but you know, you always still need to be aware of who's, you know, doing your tweets and who's saying what, and know whether they're a troll or whether they're just plain an asshole, and you can block them. It's just that simple. Now, I'm not done here. I have more people to talk about, which I'm really, really happy to talk about. Another person I really want to mention as well is Matt from Surviving My Past. Now, Matt from Surviving My Past... let me just bring this up here. Okay. Now, Surviving My Past, I just did an interview with Matt, probably about a month ago. I called him on the phone and I had a lovely 25 minute interview with him. And Matt is a great advocate as well. And he really supports dissociation, anxieties. Well, what I mean by anxiety, there's many different forms of anxieties. And PTSD, CSA, he does a weekly column on the Good Men Project, Surviving Grief. And you can find Matt at survivingmypast.net. And like I said, I was fortunate enough to be interviewed by Matt about a month ago. And Matt, I know he supports the ladies that I've talked about through like with the No More Shame Project, for example. I know he's on there amongst some others that are that help out Athena throughout the process of that 2 hour show that's on, or an hour and a bit show that's on as well. And he's kind of there moderating as well, keeping the bad people away as well. And you know, helping to keep things in line. And I know he's monitoring, because I know that Athena does it on many different levels. She does a Twitter feed. She does Periscope, for example, as does Matt as well. Matt does Periscope, and he also does YouTube as well, where he talks about anxiety. He talks about PTSD. He talks about anxiety. He talks about disassociation. So Matt does a lot of good things for the community out there. And again, if you go to his site, and you will find he's got many, many different resources for you to go back on, and they're virtually free, right? And, you know, I should also mention a few other things, too, well, before I go away, before I get too far ahead, where I'm going to just go right here to okay, let me do Rachel first. I want to give her a plug as well. Rachel Thompson, now, you can find Rachel Thompson at Badhead, on Twitter at Badhead Radio, Bad Redhead Media as well. And she does many different things. And I said she's an author as well, and survivor. Now, I know that she does sexual abuse chat on Tuesdays. She does Monday blogs. And you can find her, Rachel, onlineoc.com. You can find her. She's a feminist. She's very, very clear about that. She's got a huge following here of 185,000 followers, and she's following 40,000. So she's pretty big. But again, like I say, she's one of the first people to start sexual abuse chat. Forgive me for going back here, but I thought I should mention this. Let me do Bobby's as well, just so you know who. And she's got a website, I know. Let me just find it here. Oh, there we go. And Bobby can be reached at bobbyparish.com. So, again, and also, yes, the project Trauma Recovery University as well. If you Google that, or the No More Shame Project, she's still involved with that as well. And you can go back. And she's based out of Dallas, Fort Worth, Texas. I know she's moving to the UK. And Bobby is going to be, I know she said that she was going to be getting married over in the UK. So, congratulations to her. Okay, now we'll do maybe one more, and I'm going to do Athena, so it's not so I don't forget about her as well. Okay, Athena Mollberg. And again, you can reach her at athenamollberg.com, and you'll see all kinds of things that she does as well. Okay, so I was mentioned talking about Matt as well, and and that is great support, and it's good to see him that he's out there doing it. He's like me and many others that are out there doing this, advocating for this, and we're not doing this for money. We're only doing it because, well, we feel necessary, and it's not about the money. It's about caring about other people, and nothing more, nothing less. So it's pretty simple. I know I don't think about what I'm doing every day. I want to come on here. I want to talk about which not many people will talk about, and I don't think anybody's talking about to the level that I am as far as having a radio show is concerned. Although there could be now, but not that I'm aware of. Okay, now let me see who else can I mention here as well. Yes, of course, and another one very, very important too as well, which is on Mondays as well in the UK. And forgive me for not having the right time here, but I'm going to post it anyway. It's on Mondays as well. I'm just going to put this on here as well. I'll just move this over. Okay. And that is CSAQT Chat in the UK. So CSAQT Chat. And let's see, I guess it would be 1 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, our time. And this is in the UK. In the UK. Yes. So put that as well. Yes. So again, this CSA QT chat, and let me see if I can bring this up here because I want to make sure I say the right people. I'm just going to bring this up. Hold on a second here. Okay, CSA. CSA QT chat. Okay, let me see if. Oops, wrong way to do this. Should be doing a search, not a tweet. Okay, here we go. Okay. Bring up the hashtag QT chat. Yes. So, one of the people that's on there that's moderating it is Sue Kronberg, our shiny blue dress on Twitter. And I know originally, along with Bobby and I think Rachel originally, and then Athena came on board on this one. They started doing this in the UK as well, about a year after the fact. So about 2 years ago, they started supporting people in the UK, survivors of childhood sexual abuse. And it's still going today. And I know Susan Kronberg is part of this, but let me just bring this up. There's a couple other names here I need to mention and see if they're on here. I don't have the moderator. Oh, yes. Well, it's hosted by Shiny Blue Dress. And let me see if I can put that on here as well. I don't know if I have enough room or not. Do I have enough room? Anyway. Let me put this on here right so people know. But it's hosted by Sue Kronberg, and she was involved right from the beginning. Let me just put the right time here. Okay, 6, 7 p.m. GMP. GMT. In the UK. And again, this is another form of, well, support for you. And again, this doesn't cost any money. And again, when you think about it, this is international. It's not just in the UK. I mean, there's a lot of love about this. I could get on there at 1 o'clock on a Monday afternoon, and I'm feeling really, really crappy. And depending on what's going on, I can go on there and I can get support. Like, there's all kinds of support there, not just from the moderators, but by people that are actually on there that are in the chat. So there's tons of support. And again, this doesn't cost any money. You know, you can go on there and you can get support, and it's great. It's fantastic. You know, I can honestly say that I've been on all three of these chats, and the people that are running them, starting Rachel, Bobby, Athena, Susan Kronberg, for example, they're all qualified at what they do. They're all survivors, for one thing, being number one, as far as I'm concerned. And no one's liked to go through the stuff we've gone through all these years and still going through in some cases. We know what it's like. And, excuse me. So it's so, so, so important that that you know that there's other resources out there, not just if you don't have a therapist where you are or somebody who specializes in childhood sexual abuse, then, you know, it can be rather difficult. And maybe you're just not ready to talk to anybody yet. Maybe you just need to hear other people talk about their stories. And when you're ready, you will go and you'll do the same thing. You will seek somebody out that has empathy and that's not going to shame you. And you're going to be able to talk about your stuff. And hopefully you're going to be with somebody who's actually been through this experience that can relate in some way or fashion that will help you understand that you're, well, for one biggest thing, what I love about this capture, what I saw on CSA QT chat was that you're not alone. You are not alone. And there is help out there. you know, granted, it's only, you know, help through social media, but if you're out there, middle of nowhere, and you have internet access and you have no clinical help or peer support, then this is actually better than nothing. You know, maybe, you know, like you don't want to talk about it, but maybe you will come on to social media, like on Twitter, for example, and you can talk about your experiences, and even under an anonymous name, and nobody will even know who you are if you're worried about people knowing who you are. So it has many different, you know, many positives to do this. You know, of course it has its negatives, because you're in Timbuktu or Timbuktu, and this person's in another country or another part of the state or another province or, you know, where they may be. But the point being is that you have support, and it doesn't cost you a dime, and there's no judgment by these people that are running it. And it's just great. I mean, again, this, like I say, I know that CSA QT chat has been going on for 2 years. The No More Shame, again, about that, or a little over 2 years. And the same thing with sexual abuse chat. So there are three good examples of getting support outside, well, on your computer, for example, or on your cell phone. So it's important to know that you're not alone, and that there is help out there. Now, there's a couple other things I need to mention on here as well. Now, this is really, this is where I hope I don't trigger anybody. I'm going to talk about suicide for a minute, because we do advocate here at the Gatehouse. We have an assist program, which we do, which I co-facilitate along with Brad Hutchins as well, which we have one coming up on June 10th and 11th, which we pretty much have a full house for that already. So I don't think we could take in any more people. If we do, it's only going to be a couple. But we have another assist training coming up next weekend. And which brings me to this. On Twitter, for example, I'm just going to bring this up as well. Let me just find this here. Okay. Oh, come on. Oops, I'm doing it again. I'm here. I'm tweeting, and I should be searching. Okay. Now, this is wonderful. Now, when we talk about suicide, now we advocate. Obviously, we're pro-life here, and you know, and we'll help people. You know, assist in somebody who's thinking about suicide, and we'll help them administer first aid and that level. And that's what we teach them here at the Gatehouse. So, which brings me to this chat, which is on every Sunday on Twitter as well, and it's called SPSM Chat, and it's about suicide. Now, it's headed up by Dr. Bart Andrews. I cannot forget about from with me. Who is it? Okay. Let me just find her name. I know also Doc Foreman. That's who I was thinking of. What's wrong with me? Doc Foreman as well. And I can't also forget about Carl Dunn as well. They're all three of them are PhD psychologists. And they have this program, and it's supporting suicide. So basically, what they talk about on here, well, it's kind of, well, I have a real keen interest in it. Not for the obvious, because I'm a survivor of that, but because I teach suicide first aid. And I know these guys support the assist program through Living Works out of Calgary. They support it greatly, and I love how they support me, what I'm doing here as well. And these guys are in another country. So I love what they do down in the States in regards to helping people in regards to that, you know, that nasty term of suicide. And most people won't even talk about it. Well, I really don't care anymore, because I don't talk about it, because if you're afraid to talk about it, then nothing's going to change, such as the stigma of the shame that goes behind suicide. So I'm quite like childhood sexual abuse. I'm no different in regards to that thought process, in regards to being able to talk about it openly about it and not feeling any shame whatsoever in doing so. And I love the fact that I'm even that the Gatehouse has given me the opportunity to teach it to their facilitators and to frontline workers outside the Gatehouse as well. Students coming through here from not just from Humber College, but from York University, Toronto University, all the universities in the local area and colleges. We support them in that fashion, which will teach them the assisting in suicide safety. So again, another one, SPM chat, which is on every Sunday at I believe it's at 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. It would be 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time because I think it's based out of Spokane, Washington, or the Washington area, or somewhere around there. And I know that going on there, they talk about suicide prevention. They talk about all kinds of different things. When I talk about suicide prevention, anything from getting an app for your phone to the practice of suicide prevention, suicide first aid, and teaching, and they cover all aspects of anything related to suicide. So to me, I find it very interesting because that's what I do as we're here as well. So again, SPM chats every Sunday at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Actually, I'm just going to post this here as well because I think it's very, very important as well. And there we go. Okay. SPSMCACT chat. Oops. Okay. It's also put this hashtag in as well. Zero suicide. Okay. See. Okay, just bear with me 1 sec. And again, like I say, it's on Sundays at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So, again, it's another great resource for if you are, you know, if you need to talk to somebody as well. There's great help on there, not just from survivors of suicide, but people that work in the field, and it's so important to know about this stuff, especially if you're working in the mental health field, right? Knowing this stuff and always having information on changing things, that anything to do our job better, as far as whether you're a facilitator or your social worker or your doctor or wherever you may be coming from. But having these resources is so important to help improve your craft to what you do in helping people. So important. Now, I'm also going to mention another thing. Now, I noticed now online that if you can go, let me see if I find this. Now, we want to talk about more support. Okay, now, there's one lady that I've connected up with on social media. And if you're a bipolar, for example, I can't help but not mention this. Now, if you go to Twitter and you type in bipolar hot mess, again, if you need support, there's another great example. If you are bipolar and you need support, well, this lady is wonderful. And she has her own website at bipolarhotmess.com. And again, she's got resources there and many different things that she can do to help you in regards to resources as well. And none of that, but she's lived experience and she does certain things. And I know that if you follow her on Twitter, for example, she's always there to help. You know, she's always eager to help somebody in need of, if they're having a bad day, I know that this person's always there. So I'm just going to put a little thing on here about her as well through my, on Blog Talk here, her hashtag. And, sorry, just bear with me here a second. I'm just typing this out. So, like I was saying, okay, let me just kind of post this here now, and put this one of the hashtag here. Okay. Bear with me here. Okay. Again, that's another resource that you can go on and you can get help. Great peer support on behalf of this young lady that's out there. And again, there's many others that are out there as well. Okay, folks, I don't think I'm going to talk too much longer. And again, I could probably find a dozen more out here that you can get support. On Twitter, in regards to childhood sexual abuse, they cover everything from trafficking, to narcissism. They cover everything, and it's great that kind of support is here. As where, if you weren't online and you just had to rely on your telephone, well, you wouldn't have much support. Well, at least you can go online on here, and you can get this kind of support. And as where you can't get it elsewhere, and it doesn't cost you a dime. Okay, folks, that's my show for tonight. I've done, I think I've talked enough, and I'll be looking forward to coming back next week to talk about the conference, and I may even have a guest come in here as well. I'm going to see who I can get to come back here from the conference on tomorrow, and see who I can get lined up here as well. Maybe I can get James to come back in here again. I really would want to get James to come back in here. Well, I'd like to get a media in here as well. And I know James is going to be going to the UK or Australia. I'm not sure which one he's going to go to first. And Amita, I would love to really have her on here to talk about what she's doing. Truly an inspirational woman for what she's doing. And I always love being in her presence. It's just beautiful, beautiful, spirited woman. But folks, I want to wish you all a great night. I hope what I've told you, some of the information I've told you is useful, as this is, this is Childhood Sexual Abuse Thursdays, as I often tweet about, and it's about awareness and keeping people in tune through, to what social issues are, and this is just one of my jobs of what I'm doing. I'm just keeping you tuned to what our social issues are, and I'm talking about childhood sexual abuse. So, folks, I wish you a great night. I want to thank you for your time, whoever listened or you didn't listen. And the great thing about this is that when this is re-released later on, it'll be released as a podcast. So thank you, folks, for joining me or not joining me. Have a great week, a great weekend, and I'm really looking forward to the conference. Be safe. And if I triggered you in any way, if you're feeling off, please call RAIN in Canada, the U.S. at 1-800-656-4674. If you're in the greater Toronto area, you can call at 416-408-4357, or you can call in the 905 region at 905-278-9036, or anywhere in Canada, you can call 1-800-742-1890. Folks, have a great night. Thank you, and I'll talk to you next week.